still on our population growth. Nearly a million refugees have come to Australia since the end of World War II. Many of their stories being shared now to mark Refugee Week. This year's theme is Courage, Determination and Resilience, and the woman you're about to hear from neatly fits that description. She's spoken to our reporter Stephanie Boris about how she came to be Australian and her new mission.
This is the story of Fedak Alfayath.
I feel like I have been given a second chance. I mean, I think of the 10-year-old girl in Iraq who was worried that she wasn't even going to make it out alive because of the bombs that were being dropped on her house.
At the age of 11, she fled to Australia with her family following the invasion of Iraq. Melbourne became their new home.
My school was instrumental in helping me learn how to speak, learn reading and writing in English. And I felt welcomed and I felt like I was part of the community immediately and I felt like I belonged.
Fedak Alfayath is now a community lawyer and attributes her success to the support of the Australian community. But she says things have changed significantly over the past decade.
Refugees who arrive here in Australia are welcomed on a community level, but they are not welcomed at a political and a mainstream media level.
There have been a spate of ugly protests about immigration in recent years, including tense standoffs in Melbourne with far-right extremists. And Fedak Alfayath says she's been disheartened to see some politicians paint a negative picture of refugees.
We had Peter Dutton come out and talk about the African communities. And even before that, he was talking about refugees who were supposedly coming to Australia to linger in unemployment lines, but also take everyone's jobs.
And so the 26-year-old decided she wanted to take on the task of changing the narrative.
When I heard Peter Dutton's comments is when I said, all right, well, I can really showcase my story as a way of showing people and showing Australia what could happen if we receive refugees positively.
For too long, others have told my story.
She embarked on a speaking tour travelling across Australia over the past year, visiting a number of cities and regional communities, speaking to hundreds of thousands of people face-to-face and online. She says there's a lot at stake if the attitude towards refugees doesn't change.
We need to make everyone feel like they belong. And unless we do that, I don't think that people will be able to or will have the drive to achieve their full potential.
Fedak Alfayath will travel to the UN headquarters in Geneva later this week to discuss the issues facing those seeking asylum.
Stephanie Boris reporting there.